Today's the day many Haitians living in the neighboring Dominican Republic have come to dread. The Dominican government says it will begin to deport Haitians if they can't prove they're in the country legally. The new rule applies even to those Haitians who were born and raised in the Dominican Republic. Dominican officials say it's meant to regulate the amount of migrants coming into the country. Joshua Jelly Shapiro is with The New Yorker and is in the Dominican capital, Santo Domingo. He says the expulsions could come at any time.
There is a great deal of uncertainty, there's nervousness, there's worry on the part of people who weren't able to register that they will be deported. There is speculation that any kind of mass deportations or big numbers likely won't happen right away, I think in part because they're aware that the international press is here, the international community is watching. And there is, of course, a lot of doubt and worry among human rights activists and other interested parties about how this whole process will happen.
Josh, have you spoken with any Haitians who are in this bind, and what are they telling you?
Yes, I spoke with one man outside the Haitian embassy who said he'd been here for a dozen years, 12 years, working construction. And he said he had been unable to get papers. He has two children here in the Dominican Republic. And he was just taking it upon himself to go back to his home in Haiti, which, you know, he seemed quite distraught about it. People need to either have a birth certificate from Haiti or a passport. Many of these people don't have those documents. So they were involved in quite an arduous process to just try and get some kind of paper that would allow them to register here and remain in the country.
So for that gentleman you spoke to, what does that mean for his life? Why did he go to Dominican Republic in the first place?
Many people from Haiti, of course, come to the Dominican Republic to find work. The Dominican Republic is a poor country, but not as poor as Haiti. The estimates are that there's something like 500,000 Haitians here working who may not be documented. So how this will actually happen in practice, I think, is really a confusing, because if they were to deport every Haitian who was undocumented, that would not be good for the functioning of the Dominican economy.
I mean, it sounds like identifying Dominicans of Haitian descent, how much Haitianness is in those people? That starts to be a pretty slippery slope.
Yes, no, it's an extremely slippery slope. You have many families that have people from Haiti or the Dominican Republic, and so that determining who is Dominican, who's of Haitian descent, is extremely muddy and tricky. And it's part of what's really worrying about how these deportations may happen. Often it just comes down to, you know, a rural bureaucrat or policeman deciding, this person has Haitian features, so-called. I'm going to look at their papers.
Why is the Dominican Republic doing this?
They, you know, it goes way back into its history. The Dominican Republic declared its independence not from Spain, but from Haiti. There is a deep-seated kind of sense of Dominican identity that says that we, whatever we are, we're not Haitian. And there's an identification with Spain and with whiteness, no matter that the great majority of people are of mixed descent. But this relationship has been fraught and difficult for a very long time.
Joshua Jelly Shapiro with The New Yorker speaking with me from the Dominican Republic about the plan to start deporting Haitians who cannot prove legal residency there. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Marco.